here's a story from The World.
Now, perhaps more than ever, we need a good laugh. Thank goodness for the comedians out there, but comedians also need help getting through this pandemic, and many say they haven't been getting the support they need. Until now, The World's Bianca Hillier reports on attempts in Scotland to take comedy seriously.
As comedian Susie McCabe stood on stage at Scotland's famous comedy club, The Stand, she had a request for the virtual audience.
So I need to get a wee bit serious at this point. Those of you that
McCabe ditched her award-winning raconteur style and bluntly explained that comedy in Scotland is at risk.
We are getting no funding to support us. Clubs might not be able to survive.
Survival post-pandemic, she said, will require help from the government. And the country's comedy industry hasn't directly received any of that, she said, because the Scottish government doesn't consider comedy to be an art form.
If me standing on a stage invoking a reaction, if that's not considered an art form, I don't know what is.
What is considered art and is eligible for funding is what you'll find in museums, concert halls, and theaters. Those nonprofit institutions have received a big bailout package from the government, and comedians across Scotland have spent the past few months campaigning for a chunk of that change. Today, some good news from the First Minister of Scotland, Nicola Sturgeon.
I can confirm today a further £59 million package of support for the culture and heritage sectors.
More than $78 million is headed to the arts, explicitly noted in the announcement.
Galleries, comedy venues.
Comedy venues are getting some cash. Individual comedians could be too. Another $7 million is being allocated to creative freelancers.
We're in jubilant mode at the moment.
Jojo Sutherland is a Scottish comedian and founding member of the Association of the Scottish Comedic Arts, or ASCA, which has spearheaded the movement. She and other ASCA members have been in continuous contact with the government, sharing why they need money now. Their efforts have paid off.
Having an association like ASCA really helps.
That's Laura McKenzie-Stewart. She's the head of theatre at Creative Scotland, which distributes the Scottish government's arts funding. And she's one of the people who's been listening to what ASCA has to say.
What that does is helps pool the information together in a way that kind of qualifies and quantifies the need.
In other words, there's strength in numbers. For the record, McKenzie-Stewart says she does consider comedy to be an art form, but...
But just by being an art form doesn't necessarily create an absolute direct match for public funding.
Comedian Jojo Sutherland says commercial comedy clubs are typically profitable on their own. But over the past few months, some of the wealthiest comedians have dug into their own pockets to help the industry. To Sutherland, the problem goes beyond the bottom line.
It shouldn't be the responsibility of a few successful comedians to change the attitude towards the art form. That's the real crux of the matter here.
This matter is not a uniquely Scottish fight. Comedians in England and Canada, for example, are also trying to get specific funds from their governments. As for the Scots, they aren't done yet. Sutherland says ASCA will continue to lobby for more funding to make sure Scottish comedians are back on stage making people laugh as soon as possible.
We're still not over the finishing line. We still have to get live comedy recognised as an art form in Scotland. So there's still work to be done.
In terms of the immediate need for help, though, today's announcement is significant. So this weekend, a celebration. Sutherland says she and other proud Scottish comedians are meeting up on Sunday to give each other a socially distanced pat on the back. For The World, I'm Bianca Hillier.
From PRX.